enforce the provisions of the contract, so it looks to me like we've covered it.
Representative Finkelstein.
And just to explain, this just goes a little further and talks about the state's full costs. And the section that Representative Mulder is objecting to is just in regard to the cost for the scaling services, nothing else. There's no mental damage involved with the scaling services. Just regarding compensation for scaling services, that's all.
Representative James.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no problem with the second and fourth parts of this amendment, but I have a problem with the first and third, and I would move that we delete the first and third and just vote on the fourth and fifth, I mean the third, second and fourth portions of the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I'd agree.
I object. Could this sponsor talk to that?
Mr. Chairman, I think that we would oppose this amended amendment partly because we're not understanding completely, having not been, had a chance to review the amendment. The Division of Industry is here. I think they could speak to it.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want to prolong this. It's just, as proposed by Representative James, it just does two things. It just says you, for the materials purchased, you've got to pay fair market value, and then you've got to just pay the costs, those direct costs that come from administering, monitoring, enforcing the terms and conditions of the agreement. It's just a legislative decision on, you know, those two items.
Amendment 46
Chairman,
as amended. Call for the question on the amendment to the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, I will withdraw my original amendment, offer it as a new amendment just to avoid two votes. So the amendment is now just the second or fourth part. There's only one vote necessary.
Amendment as written now, 46, page 5, line 15, 16, page 5, line 17.
Line 22.
Line 22.
Or line 22, following agreement. Call for the question.
Representative Bundy?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yep.
Representative James?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Finkelstein?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Hudson?
Yes.
Representative Carney?
Yes.
Chairman Williams?
No. Motion is defeated.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative James.
We didn't get back to the Representative James.
Representative James.
That passed.
There was three,
four to two.
Four.
Yes.
Representative James, you care to vote?
No, not really. No.
That's four to four. Okay. I see it.
Fail.
Representative Finkelstein.
Mr. Chairman.
46.
Amendment number 47, Mr. Chairman, just deletes the portions of the bill that don't relate to FMAs. Following up on the point Representative Davies made before, we ought to have a bill on FMAs and a bill on Forest Practices Act changes.
Questions?
Object. Call for question.
Have a roll call vote. 47. Representative Finkelstein moves 47, page 1, line 4, through page 2, line 21. Delete all material.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Finkelstein?
Yes.
Representative Bundy?
No.
Representative James?
No.
Vice Chairman Hudson?
No.
Representative Carney?
Yes.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Chairman Williams?
No. Representative Finkelstein, that's 48.
48, and last one, Mr. Chairman, is I think the one spot that we've just as the least connection to anything is going in and changing the purpose of state forests retroactively when there was quite a bit of discussion. Each time these state forests were established on what their purpose was, there was a tremendous amount of public input. There's a great deal of interest in these areas. These are areas that people really care about. And to go now after the fact and say that the primary purpose of them is commercial forest land, not even just logging in general, because some of these areas are very important for house logs or other local uses, but say that it's this purpose. I just don't think we need to do this. I think it's a big action, and it certainly hasn't, because it's mixed in with the rest of this bill, has not gotten the attention it deserves.
I'll object. Call for the question.
Mr. Chair. Representative Davies.
Yeah, I agree completely with this amendment. I think it's not necessary for the FMA to do this. It just raises another issue that's a red flag that makes people angry, and I think that we got to delete it so that we can proceed with, if we're going to go do FMAs, we're going to do it under sort of neutral conditions.
Any other discussion? If not, I call for the question.
Representative Carney?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Hudson?
No.
Representative Bundy?
No.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative James?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Finkelstein?
Yes.
Chairman Williams?
No. Motion defeated. Representative Mulder?
Mr. Chairman, I would move CSSB.
Representative Mulder?
Mr. Chairman, I would move CS4SB 310 as amended from House Resources with accompanying fiscal notes and ask for individual recommendations.
Any objection to the motion?
I object.
State your objection.
Mr. Chair, I wish to offer one more motion.
We have a motion on the table, sir.
We have a motion on the table.
Mr. Chair, I objected. I indicated when we started with Representative Finkelstein's motions that I had one motion I wanted to make.
I indicated last Friday that I was going to hear two amendments and Representative Finkelstein's amendments. I get it out of kindness of our hearts, believe me.
Mr. Chairman,
call for the question.
Mr. Chairman, Mason's manual does not allow restrictions on amendments. If you could just give him 30 seconds, it would be over.
30 seconds.
I'll remove my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that we rescind our actions in failing to adopt amendment number 35. That amendment, if I might very quickly read it, just said the commissioner may not enter into a final agreement until the state receives from the federal government exemption from federal law so the state may require that timber harvest under this agreement be processed within the state. And Mr. Chair, I have here a series of petitions from people around the state, mostly in Seward, saying that they think that's what we ought to do.
Objection to that. Any discussion? If not, roll call vote.
Representative Carney?
Yes.
Representative Bundy?
No.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative James?
No.
Representative Finkelstein?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Hudson?
No.
Chairman Williams?
No. Motion defeated. Representative Mulder?
Mr. Chairman, once again, I would move CS4SB 310 resources as amended from the House Resources Committee and ask for individual recommendations.
Objection. Representative Finkelstein.
Just one sentence summary, Mr. Chairman. I do think there is a way to do FMAs and to get public support and broad legislative support, but with the time available, I don't think it is occurring right now, and I think we're probably counterproductive the what we're trying to do. That's why I'm voting no.
Representative Davies.
Ditto.
Hey, Rush Limbaugh.
Call for the question.
Representative James?
Yes.
Representative Davies?
No.
Vice Chairman Hudson?
Yes.
Representative Bundy?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
Yes.
Representative Finkelstein?
No.
Representative Carney?
No.
Chairman Williams?
Yes. If there's nothing else to come before this committee at this time, the House Resources Committee stands adjourned at 10:20 a.m. I think that's all.